It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm excited to hear from everyone. It is a little bit rainy, but that's okay. It's not going to hold us back from having some fun. So 850-437-1620. The phone lines are open. The text line is open. We'd love to hear from you.
No question about it. You know, it was really interesting. I don't know if any of our listeners were listening to Andrew and Davis before us, but they were talking about what kind of weather do you like? Hot and dry or high humidity.
Yeah.
You know what I want right now? I want summer weather. I want it in the 90s. I want it pure sunshine. I want the Bay of the Gulf to be calm.
Calm would be nice.
And so everybody can get out and enjoy the summer as they should. This rainy, always these pop-up thunderstorms, you know, kind of a lot of our boaters, our golfers, our bikers, and more important, our gardeners.
Yes, most important.
Exactly.
Our
kind of held back by this weather. It's just been amazing. I am usually, and this goes back many years, and it's probably not true every year, I find that June has generally been a very dry month. You know, we usually don't get any tropical action early, and June has been dry, and July kind of the same. Hot,
right.
hot and dry, with some thunderstorms, but right now, it just seems like it just doesn't want to quit. And you look ahead today, tomorrow, and I think Thursday, I think we're talking some rain.
Yeah, but possibly Friday too. So
that's the bad news. The good news is that Elsa is not coming our way. We don't want it. We don't deserve it. We don't want any part of it.
She needs to go away.
Elsa is in, I think, kind of in the Florida Straits right now between the Keys and Cuba, headed north. Our good friends in Tampa are going to have a whole lot of rain, maybe a little bit of wind too, and then it's going to veer off towards Jacksonville and up Georgia and South Carolina and that type of thing. But it sure is nice not to have us here. But, Jenny, we would be neglect if we didn't say, you know, God help those folks in Miami.
Oh yeah.
Where they're working on that condominium collapse.
I was torn when I was praying about, like, okay, please, I don't want another tropical storm. Like, and then I was like, man, I don't want to be selfish. So, okay, let's just pray that it dies down.
That's what we want, right there.
Yes, and that they're able to make maybe some more rescue. In South Florida.
I certainly hope so.
But when it comes to rain, I will tell you the only good thing about it is that hopefully everybody's turning off their sprinkler systems because you don't need it.
Boy.
Or else you're probably overwatering your lawn.
I made a few notes about the show today, and in big capital letters, that's exactly my number one.
I promise.
You're way ahead of me.
I walked
out of my house to get into the car to come to the show, and I've got my sprinkler system controller in my garage, and I knew it was off, but I looked at it anyway just to be sure, because why in the world run your sprinkler system?
Well, I still see them on. So this is kind of like a wink, wink, nod, nod to those neighbors who still have it running. It's just overkill. Plus, we're kind of, you know, being like, haha, take that, California,
that's
when
right.
They're in the middle of a drought.
That's exactly
like,
right.
We have our freedom and we have water.
Right. But remember what we've always said, and maybe we sound like a broken record when we talk like this on the Garden Line, we can have the rain just like we've had for the past week and maybe even before that and what we've got coming. But in Pensacola, because of our sandy soil, it won't take long for it to dry out. And so even though your sprinkler system's off and you're not turning your hose and sprinklers on, Pay attention to that weather because it won't take long, especially with the temperatures are going to bump up into the 90s, and hopefully we'll have some sunshine and warm weather. And then we can probably have to start watering again. So pay attention to it. But for now. For now, it is so wet. And it rained on me the whole time coming studio, the whole time.
And just embrace for that, too. And, of course, be safe out there. If you're driving around, don't take those garden line notes. Of course, you can always listen to our podcast later on. But if you want to call in, you're more than welcome to. I have a text coming through, a couple right now, 850-437-1620. Please call or text with your questions.
Right. And just, you know, I looked out my back window this morning watching the rain. And I'll tell you right now, there are a couple of plants that have really thrived with all this rain. I don't know how many of our listeners plant elephant ears. They are spectacular.
They're getting huge.
I was just going to say, Jenna, I have one that is easy between 8 and 9 feet tall. It's never grown that much. It's huge. This is, they come in different varieties. I buy mine from that Caladium Florida company down in South Florida. But this variety is one that the leaves of the elephant ears themselves kind of go perpendicular to the ground. They go straight up, and I swear it's 9 feet tall. It is so gorgeous. And Sally knocked it back a little bit. It shredded it some, but I'll tell you, it has come back with a vengeance and just looks great. And I credit all of that, even though my sprinkler system gets it. All this rain has just made it go crazy.
So, and I just have one elephant ear plant, and I've noticed just in the past couple weeks it's like really getting huge.
You can almost watch it grow.
Yeah, it's a baby.
They are great.
exactly.
Exactly right.
850-437-1620. Good morning to you. I see you guys hopping in saying good morning. Yes, it's raining a lot.
It's raining.
It's not a gardening day.
I think it's going to rain. I was looking at the radar over here, and it is right over Pensacola. It is all yellow,
it's yellow
and orange, and my goodness, it may be with us for a little bit.
But today's a good day to maybe do some planning, or, you know, just start thinking about what you want to do in the future. And we have a question coming in that says, what is a good ground covering for this area, especially since you just mentioned most of our soil is sand?
Well, exactly. And there are some ground covers that are very, very popular. Probably the one that's most popular nowadays is Asiatic jasmine. Asiatic jasmine is, you know, a close cousin to our Confederate jasmine, which, you know, it blooms so pretty and it looks nice, and the Carolina jasmine, which is yellow and grows on fences and that type of thing. But Asiatic jasmine is a ground cover. Small leaf, glossy leaf, very, very pretty. It doesn't go dormant. It stays green all year long, and it will really, really go. It'll take pretty much take a sun and a lot of filtered shade too, but it's going to take a while for it to get established. What do we always say about ground covers? The first year they sleep, the second year they creep, the third year they leap. So that doesn't hold true all the time, but Confederate jasmine is a really good one. Now, one ground cover that a lot of people have used over the years, they're not using it quite as much, is a juniper. A blue Pacific juniper. Now, there are different varieties of juniper. Blue Pacific is one. There's blue rug is another one. But blue Pacific is probably the most popular. Has a great color to it, and it will take the full blaring sun. And speaking of our sandy soil, it generally will take that also. However, any of these ground covers that you plant, I certainly would mix in some organic material when I planted them, like Canadian sphagnum peat moss. Very important, I think, to hold some moisture around them when they're newly planted, keep some moisture there, and give them a good shot so they start to leap, if you will.
Right.
But those are two great ground covers. One other plant that they use, and I've used this myself, you might not think of it as a ground cover, but to take liriope, monkey grass, if you will. And there are different varieties of monkey grass. One of them, Evergreen Giant, is kind of an older one, but it's a good one. It's not going to crawl like the Asiatic jasmine, but what it's going to do is just get bigger. And if you will plant it on, let's say, 2-foot centers. Every one is 2 feet from the other one, maybe a little bit closer. But if you stay playing on 2-foot centers, they'll get bigger, and then you'll have a solid mass of liriope, monkey grass, if you will. And as we all know, it looks good all year long also. And this time of year, some of the varieties will put up the nice blue spikes of blooms. But that's another choice. And one thing about the using the liriope with plants that are have a little space between them, it's easier to weed if you do that. Once you get to Asiatic jasmine and you get nutgrass or weeds coming up, dollar weed coming up in the middle of it, there's not much that one can use as a weed killer. It's sort of a get out and pull them deal. So those are some ideas on ground covers.
Okay.
And I really like the idea. If you've got an oak tree and you just, or any tree, you just can't grow grass, look into some of the ground covers, and that way you have it nice and landscaped, but you don't have to worry about the grass not surviving in the in the shade.
Exactly. So. I love that. All right, yeah. We're going to talk some more, maybe ground coverings. Maybe you have something else going on. 850-437-1620. We have a couple more questions coming in, but we got to take a quick break. We've got more for you here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. You're listening to The Garden Line.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
They put the care back into car care. That's AAMCO transmissions, brakes, maintenance, and a whole lot more. Be ready for the heat. From tune-up services to cooling system and exhaust, AAMCO transmissions will service your vehicle and make sure you are ready for any road trips and keep your family safe this summer. A leading transmission expert, AAMCO transmissions offers financing options that will work for you, extended warranty services, and much more. Call AAMCO transmissions of Pensacola today or visit AAMCO.com.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Tuesday nights are reserved for Bands on the Beach, presented every Tuesday night by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. This Tuesday, it's Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs from Louisiana, bringing a great time. There'll even be a Mardi Gras bead throw, I promise. Bring lawn chairs and blankets. Don't bring any pets or glass. This week, it's sponsored by Coldwell Banker. Stop by the Cat Country tent for Buffalo Rock Pepsi and spin the prize wheel. Tuesday night, it's Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Brian Kilmeade covers today's hottest political news.
On the Olympics and the IOC, they do not let you protest your country on the podium. You cannot show disdain for whatever flag you have, because we know every country is so much better than ours. If you don't like the country and have a better idea, there should be a fast track to let people compete for other countries that they're prouder of. Because I can't think of a better one on our worst day.
11 till 1 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Raindrops are falling on my head. And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling.
9:20 here on the Garden Line. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Yes, it's raining out there and raindrops are falling on our head, but we're having fun over here. 850-437-1620. You had something that you wanted to share real quick.
Oh, I did. Real quick. Yes, talking about ground covers, which is a topic we could talk about for a long time. But I had a customer one time that had, for lack of a better word, I'm going to call it a grove of oak trees.
Okay.
And the grass would grow in some areas, and some areas right underneath the oak trees, it wouldn't grow. And what they did, they just made irregular beds around the areas where the grass would not grow and just put pine straw. Oh. Large beds, no plants, nothing but pine straw. The secret to why it looked so good was he developed a division. In other words, here comes the pine straw, here comes the grass, and it's a definite division between the two. You can't let them kind of blend together.
Did he put one of those like black little guard rails?
No, I really don't like those. They don't
well either. What do you call those? I don't know, separators?
No. Yeah, no, borders, kind of plastic
borders. Okay, sure.
Borders around. Exactly. But in any event, it really looked good. As a matter of fact, I've got this oak tree in my front yard, and I mean, it's nothing but roots. So I've got a small, maybe a 10-foot bed around that oak tree, and it's nothing but pine straw.
Okay.
Nothing but pine straw. But I do keep it edged, if you will, between the grass and the pine straw, and it looks good. And it looks good. I would love to have plants, but there's so many roots I can't get in there.
What about if weeds like grow up underneath the pine straw, or you have weeds there? Because I see that too a lot with oak trees. You kind of start to see those viney weeds that pop up from the ground.
Yeah.
You don't spray those, especially if they're around the roots, right? Do you just do the
work? There's two ways to look at that. I just pull them.
Yeah.
But, of course, Roundup is a chemical that people use for weeds. And, of course, everybody has to research that and make their own decisions on that particular chemical.
That's true.
However, you can spray around a tree as long as you don't get it on the foliage. It doesn't hurt anything if you get it down, you know, on ground level. As soon as you get it on the foliage, that Roundup is systemic and will go down into the roots, but you can spray around a tree. I don't use it there. I'd simply pull them. My pine straw bed there is not that big, and I just keep them pulled.
Okay.
But you're right. They will take over if you let them.
Oh yeah, you keep those guys under control. Hey, it's 9:23 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We've got questions coming in, so let me start to read them off. Here's one of our first ones. I'll get to this. 2 years ago, I had a huge crepe myrtle cut down. I had a stump grinder come in and grind the stump and at the ground at the base of the tree because, let me see, the roots created a mound several feet higher than the surrounding yard. The problem I've got now is the witch's broom. I'm air quoting that. They're growing everywhere. They make a perfect square around the area I'd ground it. Is there anything I can do to stop this?
Well,
I've never heard the witch's broom.
Oh, a witch's broom. We always talk about that when we get time early in the season when we cut back crepe myrtles.
Oh,
if you
that.
Cut them, yeah, if you cut them back too far, remember they all bloom on new growth.
Oh, yes.
And they'll put out all these little shoots versus the nice thicker limbs, if you will.
Well,
and we call that the witch's broom.
That's right. Okay.
That's exactly right. That's a tough problem because those crepe myrtles will keep coming up and keep coming up from those roots. Because you've got to remember, crepe myrtle is technically not a tree. It's a shrub. We all, you know, everybody who grows crepe myrtles knows you get growth coming out of the main trunk all the time. And during the summer, I keep mine, I clip them off probably once a week.
Oh,
I'll clip
okay.
off those.
Yeah.
But point is, they're going to come up everywhere. Now, how to control it, that's tough. The only suggestion I would have, other than just keeping those witch's broom clipped down, is, and you want to kill everything, is look into a brush killer. Don't think Roundup is going to do it. It's not. Roundup is for grassy weeds. It's not for woody plants like a crepe myrtle. Look into a brush killer. But however, a brush killer is a type of chemical that people use along fences to clear a fence line, and it kills everything, and it sterilizes the soil. In other words, you can't plant there, and it will leach to good plants if they're close by. So you've got to be very, very careful. This problem is a big one if you've got crepe myrtles that you've chopped down and they continue to come up. If you didn't get all the roots, and sometimes even if you think you did,
right,
you doesn't take many to regenerate some of those witch's broom, if you will.
Yeah, and those things, they're not the cutest, but yeah, that's something that you think about like later on. Man, why did I scalp my crepe myrtle? But this one, they just wanted to get rid of it, and it keeps like popping up. So
oh, yeah.
That's like crazy.
It's like when people cut those crepe myrtles in like January and February, all the way down. And before they just left with a big knot,
like a nub,
about as big
yeah.
as a basketball.
Right.
And then they do get the witches.
The little sprouties.
The witch's broom comes
like, hey, I'm still alive. You can't take me down.
Exactly. You talk just like a crepe myrtle.
I know what they're thinking.
Great.
I'm starting to get really in tune to my inner plant. We got to take a quick break here on the Garden Line, but we've got more for you. 850-437-1620. I see your questions coming in. We will get to you as soon as possible. I promise you. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. For over a decade, I've been recommending Frontier Motors. They're a friendly and honest dealer and will help you through the car buying process without the frustration normally associated with car shopping. In fact, their pressure-free buying experience is so successful, it's left them with a severe inventory shortage. That makes it a perfect time to head to Frontier for a cash offer in writing. Seems like everything's gone up lately, and that includes used cars. Now is a great time to sell the car and get out of debt. If you have the title, they will cut you a check right on the spot. Or if you still owe some money, they'll pay off the vehicle and you'll get the difference. Folks, this is a great way to sell your vehicle. By the way, Frontier Motors is the only dealer I recommend in Pensacola. I trust these guys. They only sell cars in like-new premium condition. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Whew. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey parents, this is Gloria from Sylvan Learning Center right here in Pensacola. And for over 40 years, we've been helping children succeed in school. If you have a kiddo who needs help in reading, math, writing, or ACT, SAT test prep, summer is your best friend. Why? Because the best time to catch up is when everyone else is standing still. See what parents are saying on Google, and then call 1-800-EDUCATE to find out more.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
We've got to welcome Wilson Pickett to the studio this morning.
Ooh, if you don't know Wilson, we've got a treat for you right there.
Absolutely.
And we have more for you coming up. We've got more questions coming in, 850-437-1620 here on The Garden Line. But first, let's take a quick break and see what's coming up in the news with Mark Jacobs.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Good morning, sir. I'm great. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you very much.
Coming up here, we're going to let you know about the latest on Tropical Storm Elsa passing near the Keys this morning, where the storm's headed after 5.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Four more victims and more human remains are found at the site of a collapsed condo tower in Surfside, Florida, according to a fire official briefing family members. There's rain in the forecast there from Tropical Storm Elsa passing by the Florida Keys now. Landfall is expected tomorrow morning around Tampa.
Florida, Georgia, through the Carolinas, heavy downpours, rainfall, gusty winds, and we even have that chance for tornadoes.
National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham. The storm is expected to move up the coast, brushing by New England by the weekend. An experimental four-day work week is being called an overwhelming success in Iceland.
Researchers found productivity remained the same or improved in a majority of workplaces. The trials run between 2015 and 2019 included about 1% of Iceland's working population. Now 86% of Iceland's workforce have moved to shorter hours or will gain the right to.
Fox's Lillian Wu. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 9:31 at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, 74, cloudy, rain in the area. I'm Mark Jacobs. Parts of Florida prepping for dangerous flooding and possible tornadoes as Tropical Storm Elsa inches closer. NBC News meteorologist Bill Caron says the effects of Elsa will hit the Tampa area tonight.
This is a small storm. This is not any of those big, huge monster storms we had from last year. I do not expect much, if any, wind damage with this storm.
In the southern part of the state, schools and businesses are closed, shelters open. Many have sandbags ready. Forecasters say the storm is passing the Keys this morning and will move parallel to the west coast, making landfall sometime tomorrow north of Tampa. Gas prices higher across Florida as many people are headed home from their 4th of July holiday trips. Statewide average now $3.01, 7 cents higher than a week ago. Still 90 cents more than this time last year. The national average, $3.13. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
More rain is on the way for today. Showers and thunderstorms likely, with temperatures warming near 85 degrees in the afternoon. Tonight, we will continue with that rain chance. 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures dropping near 74 degrees overnight. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
75 in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze. 74 in Milton at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The third quarter of the 2021 box office began with a 1-2-3 combo from Universal as F9 kept the momentum it started last weekend going. With the help of fellow studio newcomers, The Forever Purge and The Boss Baby Family Business. Combined, the three films are estimated to earn $65 million between Friday and Monday, pushing the overall box office gross total for the weekend past $88 million. Universal became the first studio in 16 years to take the top three spots on the box office charts in a single weekend. American Express shares up 1% after Goldman Sachs upgraded the stock to buy from neutral. Goldman says Amex should gain from an increase in consumer spending as the economy recovers. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow Industrials down 233 at 34,552. The S&P 500 is down 16. The NASDAQ is up 16. A crude oil trading at $74.54 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
July the 6th, 1885, in the offices of the Watson Realty Company in Pensacola, this is News Radio 1620. This morning, before an audience of about 20 real estate people and three public officials, Mr. James Watson unveiled a most unusual addition to the business community. He called it the Watson Map, and this unique drawing is truly different. prepared by artists from the Midville Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The map looks almost like a photo taken from a balloon. However, the work is the product of graphics craftsmen who have detailed every street name, and then every single structure that exists within the city limits. The lifelike illustration to exact scale also has a legend across the bottom, identifying each major public or business building. Watson explained that the map will give all who need to view and work with such data a tool which has had no peer here. The property appraiser said that he views the map as a great boon to himself and his clerk. The maps have been printed and are available from the Watson Agency for $1.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620, 850-437-1620. That's 437-1620. The Garden Line is open. We've got some questions coming in. And, still looks like we're going to continue to see rain. So if you're asking when the rain's going to stop, which I saw that question, I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon. But it's good. Just think of how happy your plants are.
That's right. One more happy plant before we get to our questions is iris. The iris all over town are really starting to pop out. They look great. The Louisiana iris is one variety, but they obviously love the water. And all this rain has just made them just grow like crazy. And the blooms are so cool. They're almost orchid-looking like. You know, they're just very fragile, but just beautiful. So there are some plants that just thrive if it's this rain, and elephant ears and iris are just two of them.
Yes, I've seen a few. I guess I've seen so many different colors of irises.
Exactly.
Okay,
they're different varieties. Oh yeah.
All right, so then I've got it right in my brain.
Sure.
Sometimes, you know, I don't know what's going on up there. 850-437-1620. So here are a couple of questions. The first one, let me get to. I feel like we've talked about this before, but it's really good to bring up again. The beautiful hydrangeas. Mine are turning brown. Am I watering too much? Not enough? What's going on? How can I bring back the blue to my hydrangeas?
Well, the hydrangeas are such a popular plant nowadays. To get a blue hydrangea, obviously you want to buy a blue hydrangea. There are ways to change the colors on it. For example, hydrangeas love an acid soil. And if you have just a regular potting soil, it may not be quite acid enough for hydrangeas. So what you do, if you really want to go to this trouble, and a lot of the literature says don't even try because sometimes it doesn't work, is to put aluminum sulfate, which you can buy, a little fertilizer, probably buy it in a little 5-pound bag, and put it around it, and that supposedly acidifies the soil and it helps the hydrangea be blue. Now, a lot of the hydrangeas are blooming twice. My hydrangeas bloomed beautifully. They were pink, and so they bloomed great. And once the blooms themselves turned brown and had it, I deadheaded them. I cut right behind the bloom, and they are blooming again right now. A lot of small, more blooms than I had before. But what I've got, and what I bet our texture has, is the leaves themselves, in many cases, are getting brown or even blackish spots on them. A lot of that is due to the moisture, but a lot of that is just that hydrangea leaves will do that. If you want to go to the trouble, and of course sometimes you can't cure it, that black spot's not going to go away. Maybe spray it with a little bit of fungicide, and that might help you. But just be sure if you're watering them, if you can, if you're in a pot, for example, and you're watering it and it's not out in the rain, water the soil. Don't, you know, water them from below. Don't water the foliage itself. Kind of like roses. Roses prefer to be watered from the bottom.
So try to avoid hitting the flowers
themselves.
Try not
to get the water on the foliage.
Okay.
Sometimes that will help with that spotting on hydrangea leaves. But,
yes.
Boy, hydrangeas, they really have been pretty this year.
Yes. Do we usually get them in Pensacola?
Really? No question. You know, a lot of times plants go through a popularity phase, kind of like fashion, if you will.
Oh, okay. Fashion for your front yard.
Hydrangeas, some people call it like a grandmother's plant. It's been around for forever, generations. But try to buy any gardening or home decorating magazine nowadays. What's the first thing on the cover? A blue hydrangea. They use them all the time. People are planting them more and more and more. It didn't just happen. In the last 10 years or so is when hydrangeas have made a big comeback. They really are pretty. They really are. And your oak leaf hydrangeas are very popular too, which are ones that you can put kind of in a natural area, put them next to a fence. Big, beautiful white blooms on them. It's called an oak leaf hydrangea. And then there's French hydrangeas, different types. But your standard big leaf hydrangea is the one our texter is talking about. And I certainly would, use that fungicide if they want to do that.
That's the aluminum sulfate.
Aluminum sulfate to acidify the soil.
Okay.
But I've done a little bit of research on that, and some of the literature will tell you that's technically the way to do it, to get that soil more acid, if you will. But from a practical standpoint, don't expect miracles. Sometimes it'll work, sometimes it won't.
Okay, that's good to know. And, the hydrangeas, they make you happy. You look at them, you can't help but think of, yes, your grandmother's house when you're little.
That's right.
And, like, eating blueberry pie and just being happy and not a care in the world. So, yeah, I think they're perfect. I think they make houses look prettier, like you said.
No doubt about it.
850-437-1620. Another question came through. Okay, so I have centipede grass. However, it was growing perfectly fine, green, and now I'm starting to see brown spots in random places. What could this be?
Well, it could be a couple of things. One, check your pets, because sometimes pets will make that happen.
So, I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting something really scientific.
we are pretty scientific here on the Garden Line. There's no question about it. We really are. We're very technical here.
Yeah, but it makes sense.
that's the first place to look. The second place to look, of course, is fungus. Now, we get fungus mainly on St. Augustine, but centipede will get it too. That brown patch fungus, remember, we've talked about that. It forms kind of in circles. And the outer edge of that circle, sometimes it looks burnt brown, if you will. That's a sign of fungus and needs to be sprayed. Now, when do you spray? In today's world in Pensacola, I don't know when you would spray because I don't know when we're going to get 48 hours of dry weather.
So you don't want to spray if it's rain? Okay.
No, you need to spray it and let it at least stay dry for 48 hours, maybe even a little bit longer than that. But, yes, and you can go to your garden center will have lawn fungicide. You can put a granular on there. You can do that. I think spraying fungicides is probably a little more effective. But those are the two things that could be causing it. A couple of other things, too. Matter of fact, we talked about this last week where the guy from Okaloosa County wrote the article about don't always blame brown spots in your yard on pests. Check your sprinkler system, because you could have a broken head, the water may not be getting to these particular areas, and they may be browning out. So go and check your sprinkler heads, kind of, dig a plug out of that brown area, dig a plug out of the good area in your yard, and if the brown area is very dry, then obviously you're just not getting water to it. So it could be irrigation, it could be fungus, it could be Fido out there.
Yeah. Well, and that's it makes sense.
Problems.
Or, like, not only your pets, but other people's pets. You know what I mean? Now that you said that, I wonder, like, stray cats that come into your yard or whatever, like, that just decide to come into the. It's probably a very nice lawn, and they're just trying to enjoy it. Okay.
Well said, Jenna. Very, very good.
I'm not saying it's a good thing. Just saying. Okay, so we were talking a little bit before about ground coverings. And we were talking about just like ones that are good for this area, whether it's shaded or not shaded. And somebody texted in and said, what are good ground coverings for complete sun, zero shade? Is that included in the list that you gave us before?
Yes, you could use either one of those. I think the Asiatic jasmine would be fine. It will take some shade. But if you want pure, blaring, westerly afternoon sun, the Blue Pacific Juniper
are
for you.
Okay.
They love the sun and will not do well at all in shade. Not at all. You could do that. And, of course, your Liriope will be okay in the sun, too. So, really, almost all the ones we talked about would do well in the sun. I think the jasmine does very well in filtered sun. But if you really do have a harsh environment and if you by chance have problems irrigating, you know, we do have, you know, maybe you're not able to get to it as often as you would like, you don't have a sprinkler system, you know, many reasons. The juniper will put up with drier weather better than any that I know of.
Okay, perfect. All right, so take a look into that Blue Pacific Juniper. Plus, they're so pretty. They look like fluffy little mini Christmas trees, kind of. I don't know. But they look like they're from the Christmas tree family. I don't know. I just, like, think they're just so cute. Like,
well, you understand. You know, you've got the juniper family is huge.
Huge.
And one of my favorites, and I bet you saw it on your vacation, is the Hollywood juniper.
Yes, I did see some of those.
It's called a Torolusa juniper is the proper name for it.
I think that's Harry Potter spell.
and some people call it a Hollywood twister because it kind of it doesn't go straight up.
They're so pretty though.
It kind of twists up, but it's a beautiful plant. It'll do very well here. It'll do very well here.
Hey, so you never know. Bring a little Hollywood to Pensacola. I like
Absolutely.
It. Hey, it's 9:46 here on the Garden Line. We've got more for you. I see some more questions popping in. 850-437-1620. You can also call. Our phone lines are open. Again, 850-437-1620. We have more for you coming up here on the Garden Line.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Dales Marine Construction is passionate about creating waterfront structures and shoreline protections. Whether it's a small individual project or a large-scale corporate design, Dales Marine works hard to help you create a plan that satisfies your needs or wants for the space. From small residential docks and piers to large marinas and seawalls, Dales Marine, licensed and insured in Santa Rosa and Escambia County, the area's leader and expert in marine construction for over 30 years and proud sponsor of the Blue Angels.
A shop that's a little more personalized, more unique, with a little more pizzazz, then you'll find just what you need at Pizzazz in Gulf Breeze. With personalized gifts and fun home decor, children's boutique clothes and toys, and even the perfect beach coolers, totes, and personalized cups for your relaxing days in the sand, you'll feel like Pizzazz is your own personal store. Find us in the Public Shopping Center in Gulf Breeze proper or on Instagram and Facebook. We even ship right to your door by shopping online at pizzazzhome.com.
The Blue Angels are returning for the Pensacola Beach Air Show this Saturday, and News Radio 92.3 is your broadcast home as the Blues take to the sky. Tune in to FM 92.3 or AM 1620 to hear the air show narration describe the maneuvers as they happen. Are you driving to the beach? News Radio has pre-show coverage and traffic reports to and from the beach. News Radio's coverage of the Pensacola Beach Air Show is brought to you in part by Pensacola International Airport.
The Blue Angels at the Beach, the Symphony Sparks and Stars, and the Great Milltown Duck Race. We are everywhere you are because we're local and we live here too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade.
Money Talk on The Ramsey Show. No more, because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. That's always a toe tapper, right?
That is you a can't great toe tapper. No, no, I'm over here playing the drums with my pen.
It's just so much fun, and this is a good one for a rainy day.
No doubt.
And thank you for hanging out with us today, even though it's raining. 850-437-1620. Our dear friend Catherine texted us a beautiful picture of her gladiolus, and she was saying that when it rains, it starts to lean. Because they're so
right.
fragile looking.
Right.
It almost looks like a Hawaiian plant.
Well, they are beautiful.
They are absolutely beautiful. And thank you for sharing that picture with us.
And you plant those with bulbs, by the way. That's the best way to do it in the spring. You plant gladiola bulbs.
Really?
Oh,
do they
yeah.
come back every year, though? No.
Not really. They
no?
might. They
okay.
You know, things are kind of different. I mean, I have caladiums coming back from last year. Just in random spots in my flower bed. So the way the weather has been, with no real winter, you never really know. Sometimes they might.
Well, and so caladiums, I thought that those were pretty sturdy throughout the winter.
Oh, no. No, as a matter of fact, it's really funny. It's caladiums I have found, and I plant them every year because it's my absolute favorite. Come Labor Day, they'll kind of sit up straight, then they'll kind of lean over and aren't very attractive anymore. And I always say, how do they know it's Labor Day?
Right? They're like, and time for a nap.
Time for a nap. Anyway, no, they are from South Florida.
Okay.
But as I said, this year and some previous years, I've seen them come back. But I never would plant them and count on that. I would plant them fresh every year.
Every year.
Buy some new bulbs. Or you, of course, can buy the starter plants at your garden center.
That's right.
That way you can kind of pick your colors. But don't forget that company I use in South Florida, Caladiums Florida. Google it, and they have got every variety. All they sell is caladiums and elephant ears. That's all they sell. And they have got every variety ever.
They're just so pretty.
Yeah.
They're just perfect, I think. Those and the crotons.
Crotons, yes.
Oh, my gosh. I think those two are like, they should get married and have like beautiful caladium croton babies because they're just the prettiest plants. I like green
and simple.
We're
doing some family planning here on the garden line this morning.
Yes. I don't know. Like, when it comes to plants, I feel like the possibilities are endless. And just thinking about what you were saying, ground coverings, all of a sudden, like, light bulbs are going off in my brain. And we have some texts coming in, too. So I think the light bulbs are starting. They're like, wait a second. What are they saying? Hey, so our listener is texting in. I have a sable palm in my yard, but it looks like it's starting to rot at the bottom.
Well, let me tell you one thing that can cause a problem, and this may not be happening to the person that texted us, but if you start weed eating around a tree, and a sable palm is a tall growing palm,
yeah,
and you don't want the grass to grow up around it, a lot of people will weed eat around that tree.
Oh.
And what that does, that breaks that bark. And you can have just the problems that our texture is talking about.
Will that grow back?
Sometimes.
Okay.
You know, got to understand, that outer layer there, that's where a lot of the nutrients are going up into the tree.
Right.
And if you break that, then you really do have some problems.
So maybe be careful with that.
Be careful with the weed eater. Matter of fact, remember we talked about doing a little pine straw bed around
yes.
some plants? Do a little pine straw bed around the palm. That way you won't even be tempted to do it with the weed eater. Now, one other thing about that palm. Fertilization is important on those palms also, and you need to be sure you get a fertilizer that contains magnesium sulfate. Magnesium
okay.
sulfate is great for any kind of palm. Usually you don't buy pure magnesium sulfate. You probably could, but usually you can buy palm fertilizer. But just read the fine print and be sure that the ingredient on the label include magnesium sulfate. So I'd go ahead and fertilize this palm tree, but be very careful about pruning around it.
Okay. Don't get too weed eating happy. I don't know. Okay, but that makes sense though. I've actually seen that before. Now that our listener is mentioning that, I've seen it happen before, and you're like, why is that palm tree like half naked? Like it's just kind of starts at the bottom and then stops midway with the bark, and you see that it's slowly like shelling out. So are you now, when you say like weed eating, like pulling the weeds or also spraying or both?
No, well, I'd pull them or clip them off with your clippers. Just don't use your weed eater. That would have the
poison in it.
Well, not the poison, but it could break the bark.
That's okay.
You don't want to break that bark. That's what you injure the bark.
Okay. Very good. All right. Excellent. Hey, we've got more coming up for you here on the Garden Line, 850-437-1620. Catherine said that her gladiolus plant, that comes back every year.
Do
she's
really?
Got the magic touch.
Well, Catherine can do anything in the horticulture. She's amazing.
She really is
amazing.
Absolutely.
She really is.
Hey, thank you so much, Catherine, for sending that in. And I appreciate that. It gives me hope because I like to, you know, just throw it in and be done and then hope that it pops back up like an Easter lily. I'm always like, are you going to come back? But that's encouraging right there. Hey, we've got more for you to wrap up here on the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Summer is here, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now it's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers. Now you can get the big green egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
Honesty is our policy. That's the slogan at Bobby Likas Auto Service, and for good reason. They are the premium auto service center in town. No matter what kind of vehicle you drive, Mercedes or pickup truck, Lexus or Chevy, Bobby Likas Auto Service needs to be your first choice for service and repairs. Folks, for maintenance and repairs on your car, I trust Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and at carclinicservice.com.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensation on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more Thursday at 9 on Pensacola Expert Panel with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. This week's free Hill Kelly Movie in the Park is PG-rated Soul. It starts this Friday night at Community Maritime Park. Grounds open at 6, so bring your lawn chairs, picnic baskets, and blankets for pre-movie fun. Free blues music by Memory Lane this Sunday at Blues on the Bay. Showtime is 6 o'clock at the Community Maritime Park Amphitheater. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
I introduced you to a new one this week, Mike.
I don't know who that is.
This is more of like a reggae song. Michael Franti and Spearhead.
Spearhead.
But this is a good one. This is a good wedding song, summer weddings, and it's a good gardening song. You're outside having fun. Hey, real quick before we wrap up on the Garden Line, let's see. What can be done about the pups that come up at the base of my sago palm? It's 25 years old.
You can cut them off.
You just cut them off.
Cut them off and plant them.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's the way a lot of people propagate, get new sago palms. Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Oh, that's so cool.
That
you can start yourself a little sago palm business right there.
Exactly.
A nursery.
Exactly. I think that's a good way to do it.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for getting that one last text in. You can join us every Tuesday at 9 a.m. with Mike.